The following message is brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Tuesday, July 14, 2015, and this is Presidential Release number 440. We have just come back from the 75th anniversary convention of the National Federation of the Blind, where we had 2,813 in attendance, along with many other hundreds of individuals tuning in on our live streaming for what was a truly spectacular Diamond Anniversary Convention. Many great things happened in the midst of our conventions. New connections were made, friendships formed, assistance provided, people empowered, and history was made on July 8th. As you know, we were attempting on July 8th to achieve a Guinness World Record by having the largest umbrella mosaic ever. The previous record was 2,170 umbrellas, and we shattered that record on the morning of July 8th with participation from 2,480 individuals officially raising umbrellas, raising expectations with the National Federation of the Blind to celebrate our 75th anniversary, and we were presented with the official Guinness World Record certificate that morning, which declared our effort officially amazing. So congratulations to the National Federation of the Blind and to all of our friends and partners who came out and joined with us to demonstrate that blind people are living the lives they want. Our umbrella mosaic did make a picture of our icon as well as the words, "Live the life you want." If you were with us in Orlando and participated on the morning of July 8th, you will be able to order your own individualized certificate of participation for the Guinness World Record. I won't give that information on the release. It's a little bit detailed, and it won't apply to everybody. So watch for that on the email lists. And if you don't find it there, feel free to call the national office and get a hold of it. Congratulations to the Federation on once again making history. We made history within the Federation as well at our convention. Our PAC plan, which is chaired by Scott Labar and co-chaired by Everett Bacon of Utah, who was newly elected to the NFB Board of Directors during the convention. Scott and Everett reported at the end of the convention that our PAC plan, for the first time ever, has gone over $500,000 annually. So congratulations to everybody that is contributing to the PAC plan to ensure that we have the financial resources we need to continue our progress into the next 25 years. There were many other highlights that we could discuss on the release from the convention. We had a Diamond Anniversary Ball that was spectacular. We had an outstanding scholarship class, as usual. We had a number of awards that we handed out. And as I said at the beginning, a number of new friendships were formed that will change lives well into the future. So thank you to all of you who were at the convention, who were able to participate actively, and who made the convention swing so sweetly this year. The convention is always a highlight, and this year it had a great amount of energy, and I enjoyed it thoroughly, and I hope that you did as well. If you were not able to be at the convention, I urge you to start planning to be at our 2016 convention. And I urge all of our affiliates to find four or five new people to come to the convention to raise your attendance numbers four or five higher than last year. And that will allow us in 2016 to be well over 3,000 people at our convention. So thank you very much. And I hope that everybody enjoyed the convention as much as I did. I do want to give a special note of thank you from Melissa and myself for all of those who helped out in the presidential suite this year. Thank you very much. Melissa and I had the one of the many first-time experiences of figuring out how to operate the presidential suite and how to make sure that we were able to greet as many people as we could. And there were a number of people who helped out in that operation. And so both Melissa and I thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and we appreciate your service and look forward to next year. One of the things we talked about at our convention was a new book that has been published by Everly Hairston, member of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind from California. Everly's published a new book entitled Blind Ambition, a memoir of Everly Hairston. She was selling copies at her at the back of the room during the convention. I got myself a copy and got it signed by Ever. You can get a copy and learn more about this spectacular book that highlights her life, her struggle, and her active participation in the National Federation of the Blind and how she has used that to make a difference in other people's lives. You can go to her website, everhairston.com. That's everhairston.com. Get more information about the book and where you can get it. I understand that the audio version of the book is coming very soon as well. So congratulations to Ever on getting your book published. I look forward to reading it. I'm sure that the book reflects much of the spirit that I know of you as a leader in the Federation, and so I look forward to reading it. We also talked at the convention about some jewelry that has been made available to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Federation. This is through a partnership with Sorella Jewelry. You can get 75th anniversary commemorative rings and pendants and charms and cufflinks. I have the cufflinks myself and got one of the pendants for Melissa. They're very nice pieces of jewelry, and you can get them in a variety of types of gold. So I invite you to check them out. Sorella has put together a very good deal for our members, has discounted the prices quite a bit, and is planning to give money back to the Federation for all of the pieces ordered. You can get to the information on the web. It's a fairly long web address, so here it goes. You can go to www.sorella jewelry, so sorellajewelry.com/category-s/489.htm. So www.sorellajewelry.com/category-s/489.htm. Learn all about the 75th anniversary jewelry to commemorate our diamond anniversary. We will have a number of other special things coming up in the next couple months around our 75th anniversary, so it's not over yet. We had at the convention a musical performance to open up the Friday morning session, and that performance featured a number of new Federation songs that are going to be featured on a CD that will also be available for digital download. That will be coming out soon, and we're hopeful that some of the live tracks from the performance will also be available. So we'll have that to look forward to. And we had a presentation during the convention about our 75th anniversary book, Building the Lives We Want, which will be available very soon, certainly before Labor Day, in an EPUB 3 digital format. So it will not only be the text of the book, but it's going to have captioned photos and links to additional content. It's going to be a very dynamic 21st century electronic book, certainly exhibiting the spirit of the Federation. So we have that to look forward to. We did talk about some urgent business at the convention. The world doesn't stop just because we're meeting and convention assembled. And we've noticed that the Department of Labor Committee on Integrated and Competitive Employment has been receiving a number of comments from individuals around the country urging that the practice of paying sub-minimum wages to people with disabilities be continued because of how vital it is to supporting those individuals. Many of these letters have been coming from employers and also from parents of people with disabilities, not from people with disabilities themselves. We had at the convention the Deputy Secretary for the Department of Labor, Christopher Liu, at our convention, and the convention expressed its feeling that, in fact, the 14C provision of the Fair Labor Standards Act should be eliminated. We need to flood the committee with emails expressing this sentiment, that we want fair wages, that we want to do away with the sub-minimum wage provision, and that it's time to move more aggressively toward integrated and competitive employment. The Committee on Integrated and Competitive Employment includes Fred Schroeder, a longtime leader of the National Federation of the Blind. But the committee really needs to hear from many, many, many blind people across the country. And so I need you now to send an email as soon as possible to Integrated Competitive Employment. All one word, Integrated Competitive Employment. And if it helps, remember the word ICE. Integrated Competitive Employment at DOL.gov. That's Department of Labor, DOL.gov. We've also put a template online that you can use for this purpose. So you can go to our website and fill out the template, and that will help facilitate your communication to the committee. You can find that template at https://nfb.org/ICE. So nfb.org/ICE. Go there, fill out the template. That should facilitate your getting a communication to the committee even faster. Please do this as soon as you can. I don't want you to jump up and run out of the chapter meeting, but do it as soon as possible. We need these comments in. The committee is going to be considering this, and we need to push back on the notion that people with disabilities are happy about receiving sub-minimum wage employment. It's time for a change, and our 75th anniversary is a great time to get this done. In the midst of the convention, I do have a couple of notes from around the Federation family. The first is a sad one, and that is that Kendrick Kennedy of Mississippi passed away on June 18th from complications of cancer. His wife and son are now mourning his loss, as well as we are, and I encourage you to pray for Kendrick's family and in this time of loss. During the convention, we did celebrate on July 7th the fact that the day before, Molly Iris Elaine was born to James and Beth Konitsky of Louisiana. They obviously were not at the convention preparing for the birth of their daughter, who was born on July 6th and who weighed 9 pounds and was 21 inches long. Congratulations to the Konitsky family and to the newest member of the National Federation of the Blind. We did have a great convention, and now the summer is well underway. Just in a couple of weeks, we're going to be kicking off our Engineering Quotient, EQ, program here at the Jernigan Institute. And all across the country this summer, we're having our Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning program, the Bell program, ringing across the country, where young people are receiving Braille instruction due to the work of the National Federation of the Blind. The Maryland program is coming up very soon. I'm looking forward to the kids being here in the building. But some of our affiliates have already had their programs, and so here for our summer customary offerings are some of our participants from our Louisiana Bell program. Thank you very much, everybody, for making it a fantastic convention. Let's continue to go build the National Federation of the Blind.
Greetings from the Louisiana NFB Bell program.
My name is Alana Lawrence. I'm from Castro, Louisiana. Why did the computer squeak?
Why?
Because someone stepped on its mouse.
I'm Braylon, and I live in Minden, Louisiana. Why did the TV run across the road?
Why?
Because it wanted to be a flat screen.
Hello, my name is Isaiah, and I'm from Dorling, Louisiana. How does a mouse feel when it gets out of the shower?
How?
Squeaky clean.
My name is Dorling Young, and I'm from West Monroe, Louisiana. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dwayne.
Dwayne who?
Dwayne the bathtub is overflowing.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.